Ephesians chapter 6. I want these times to be a time of encouragement, even though we're more Bible study oriented on Wednesday night. I want them to be a real strength to our soul. Let me tell you something, young people, let me tell you especially. We have a culture right now that glorifies violence and what they see as toughness. But you know those guys that climb in those cages to cage fight? How many knows what I'm talking about? Those guys are wimps compared to a young person that makes up their mind they're going to serve God and do right, even if they have to fight Satan to do it, and to stand against Satan and to fight the fight of righteousness. That's real courage. That's real bravery. Amen? Well, hallelujah. Had to get that out there. Amen. These young people want to serve God, and that means something. We've been talking about the armor. And again, you can just remain seated, and I appreciate when we do stand for reverence of God's word. But I just wanted one more time to take the time to read the passage. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Let's pause for prayer. Heavenly Father, may the same Holy Spirit that inspired Paul to write this make it resound in our hearts tonight. Help us to draw strength and challenge from it, to do battle against our enemy, and to be victorious in the name of Christ. Shut my mind and heart up to the truth, Lord, that you could share what you want shared this evening. In Jesus' name, amen. Tonight we're going to focus on the first part of verse 14. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth. Your loins girt about with truth. So this evening we're going to talk about the belt of truth. The belt of truth. At the turn of the last century, late 1800s, early 1900s, for those that lived in South Texas, they had to suffer the bandits that would come across the Rio Grande and raid the villages and rob the houses and town folks. And I was reading about a young boy, Manuel. He was a young boy, and he and his mother lived in poverty with an older brother, and she did what little work she could do, and she happened to get a job at the hotel in town. Well, the older brother was out working the field with some of the other men when they heard the shots. They knew it was the bandits again, and so they just lay down in the field they were in and until the bandits went away, and they waited through the evening, through the night, didn't go back in town till the morning. And when this older brother got to town, he went to the hotel where his mother was working, and the bandits had just went into the hotel firing their guns. And when he went in, he found his mother. His mother had been shot to death. His little brother, though, Manuel, he was okay. And what happened is the bandit had lowered his gun at him and fired the gun, but the bullet had hit his leather belt and saved his life. Well, you see, we're talking about the belt of truth, and this belt can protect you like that, but we're going to find tonight that it does much more than just protect you. You know, when Paul wrote this, he was in prison, and he had been assigned a Roman soldier to guard him. don't know how they thought he was going to escape, but here's this Roman soldier standing as a constant guard over Paul. And I think as Paul looked at that Roman soldier, he couldn't get around the fact that what that Roman soldier was in the physical realm, every Christian was in the spiritual realm. I want you to know what Paul is saying and what is true. Every Christian is a soldier. If they're a true believer, they are a soldier. So Paul gets to looking at this Roman soldier, and he began to see how he was outfitted in his armor. And Paul said, you know, that applies to we Christians. You know, I got to thinking about, I wonder if that Roman soldier ever got a little, a little uncomfortable realizing he's been stared out by the Apostle Paul. I think Apostle Paul was in deep thought. And he was looking at that soldier's armor, and God was talking to him about the Christian's armor. I wonder if that Roman soldier didn't get a little uneasy. What's going on here? But Paul was seeing that there was some real parallels. Now here's our soldier here. It's the best one I can find if you want to be critical of the poor guy. But what we're talking about tonight, the belt of truth, is this part of the armor right here, this leather on the Roman soldier, the belt of truth. Here's another picture of the Roman belt. Okay? Now, you see, first of all, this is called a part of the armor of God. And what I want you to notice here, the armor of God, that does not mean that it's the armor that God has worn or God does wear. Being the armor of God, it means it's the armor that God provides. We're to put on the armor of God. Armor of God means it's the armor God provides us. It's the armor God has designed and issues to His servants, His soldiers. How many remembers that story when David was going to go face Goliath and Saul called him in and said, you're but a youth, but if you're going to go, put this armor on. And Saul put his armor on David. What did David say? I can't fight in this. And that was true. But the reverse of that is true with this passage. We cannot fight the enemy unless we have the armor of God. The armor God provides. The second thing I want you to notice is one is not sufficiently protected unless he puts on the whole armor. Isn't that what Paul said? Paul said put on the whole armor, and he mentions several things. He mentions the belt, the breastplate, those special sandals. He mentions the shield of faith and the sword and the helmet. But here's the thing. If Paul said put on the whole armor, we as Christians are not sufficiently protected unless we put on the whole thing. Amen? Just to have one part missing is going to be as if it's all missing. Because you're going to be vulnerable, because Paul said put on the whole armor of God. If just one item is left off, the soldier's left vulnerable to destruction. I've often told students as I taught, you know, when I'm up here talking, I'm not just beating my lips together. It's important. Take notes. Because you're going to need it all. You're going to need it all when it comes test day. And that's what Paul is saying. You're going to need it all. Put on the whole armor of God. And then I want you to notice that Paul lists the items of armor in the order that the Roman soldier would have put them on. First, he would have put on the belt. Then he would have put on the breastplate. Then he would have put on those sandals. Then he would have taken up the shield. Finally, he would have put on and had his helmet put on. So let's go back to this belt of truth. First of all, Paul said, girt about with truth. Well, what does girt mean? Well, we're going to have to change a little bit. What does girding mean? Well, girt is the old English word for gird. And gird means to encircle. It means to bind, to encircle and to bind. Or we have the word girdle, which means something that goes all the way around and tightens. Today we call that a belt. The belt tightens. It holds in place. It brings together. It anchors. It protects. First of all, here's what this belt that the Paul is talking about did. It held the garments in place and out of the way. You see, they wore robes back then. And by the way, the Bible mentioned this in other places about how the garments, they were full and many times they were long, the tunics, and they would get in the way if you worked or if you fought. Well, this belt was literally to gather up that flowing tunic and to tighten it against the body so the folds of it would not get in the way as the soldier fought. So it held the garments in place and out of the way. But it was also the place where the sword and canteen, which would have been an animal skin back then, it wouldn't have been that metal thing, and lots of other things, eating utensils, I mean, you name it, money bags, you know, all kinds of necessities of a soldier, they were all anchored to that belt. That belt is, you know, it's kind of like today, you can see a policeman, he's got all kinds of things attached to his belt, from his gun to whatever, his mace holder, his, you know, stick, whatever. He's got all kinds of things on his belt. And so when Paul's talking about this belt, we got to keep in mind to the soldier, it was the place where he had all these other elements. And then that belt was the thing to which the breastplate and other pieces of the armor were attached. So, my, look at all the things it did. But also, that belt was a thing that protected the vital part or a vital part of the body. So let's look at this. He said to be girt about with truth, not a leather belt, but with truth. Did you know truth will encircle your life and hold it together? Just like that belt brought in all the folds of the garment and brought it together, it meant truth will encircle your life and hold it together. You ever feel like your life's just going 100 different directions? If you'll get a hold of the truth will bring your life together. It'll hold you together. Truth will hold you to those things that you need. It will hold you to those things that you need. In other words, just like this breastplate was attached to the belt, truth will hold those things to you. Well, actually, I want to talk here about the sword and things. Here, the sword was on the belt. It was there when the soldier needed it. It was right there attached to the belt. He could draw it. He was ready to fight. If you hold to the truth, it will keep things right there with you so you can have them when you need them to fight the enemy. Truth as a belt, it'll bring other things into your life. In the analogy here, it's the breastplate. But you know, it's amazing what God's truth. I mean, it's not just applicable for church. Truth will bring things into your life for all of life. And then truth will protect the vital parts of your spiritual life. And that's why Paul said it is so important to be girt about with truth. Now, here's the way I'm handling this tonight. First of all, we talked what is the girding. But now I want to talk about what is the truth. Paul said, be girt about with truth. It is both the truth we receive right now, by the way. Right now, truth is being presented from God's word. And so to girt yourself about with truth is to receive it when you hear it. That's how you girt yourself about with truth. You receive truth when you hear it. But it's not just to receive the truth. It's the truth we tell. I'll show you how important that is in a moment. If we do not tell the truth, if we do not receive the truth, we are defenseless against the attack of Satan. I mean, this is serious business. This is what Paul says. If we do not receive the truth, if we do not tell the truth, then we are an open target, defenseless target to the attack of Satan. I'm telling you, if there's anything Satan cannot stand, it is the truth. Satan is all about lies. Every untruth is a place that Satan can and will be able to strike his blow and find us vulnerable. Wherever we don't have truth in our life, that's an open, vulnerable place where Satan has access. Satan is about lies. He's the father of lies. In fact, Jesus said he can't even tell the truth. And when he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of himself, for he is a liar and the father of it. Truth goes against the fabric of who Satan is. And you know what the greatest The greatest deterrent of Satan is, it's simply the truth. I believe Satan runs from truth like cockroaches run from light. They can't stand light, and Satan can't stand truth. But whenever we let down truth in our life, that is a welcome mat to Satan in our lives. And so Paul says, be girt about with truth. The lack of truth in our lives leaves us defenseless before Satan. Be girt about with truth. What is truth? I think number one, truth is the truth that's God's truth. We call that the Word of God. And it's not just acknowledging that this is true, but it's taking it into your life and accepting it and living it. Now, we got to be careful here, because at this point, truth is not the weapon. We'll get to that. Later, the Word of God is our weapon, the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. But right now, we're not talking about truth as a weapon. We're talking about truth as a part of our armor that resists the attack of Satan. You see, the truth of God, the truth of God's Word will hold your life together. I know I already mentioned it, but I want to reinforce that. If you'll get a hold of this truth, you know, there's a lot of things coming apart. People are coming apart. Homes are coming apart. Our nation is coming apart. But just like that belt would hold the garments together, truth will hold, God's truth, the Word of God, will hold a life together. One of the old sayings I really love, and I know you've heard it, but it said, the Bible that's falling apart belongs to somebody that isn't. You ever had a Bible fall apart, just used it, and the glue starts coming loose and the pages start coming out? I've got a Bible I was given as a teenager, and it's been missing either part of 1st or 2nd Timothy for about 20 years now. I don't know where they went. But it behooves us to get a hold of that truth, because the Bible that's fallen apart belongs to someone that isn't. Because the truth of God's Word will hold your life together. The truth of God's Word will protect you, just like that belt was a protection. The truth of God's Word will protect you. You say, how does it do that? But did you know, when you know the truth, it'll enable you to keep things from entering your life that shouldn't enter in. A thought will try to come into your mind, and the truth of God, and you will rise up and say, thought, you have no business in that's not right. Someone will present you with a new sales pitch of something, and the truth of you, I mean, that if you follow that, it's going to ruin you, it's going to destroy your life. But the truth in you will rise up and say, don't listen to that. There's something wrong there. That's deceitful. And so the truth of God's Word will protect you. The truth of God's Word will keep available and at hand what you need to survive and fight and win. Just like that belt kept the sword at hand, the water at hand, whatever else, that the belt of God's truth will keep right there with you. You know, there's sometimes, you know, we need an answer. If we got the truth, the answer will be there. We need a way to come against the attack of Satan. The truth will provide us a way to come against Satan. The truth will provide us and keep at hand what we need to fight and win. By the way, we ought to be in this for winning. If there's anything that's been taught to us in recent years, is you can't win a war if you're not in it to win. If you have any other purpose, when you get into a war, if you have any other purpose other than to win, you're not going to win. How many knows we're in this to win? And truth will keep at hand those things we need to survive and fight and win. So first of all, truth is God's Word. God's truth. It's the Word. But secondly, and hear me, truth is the truth in my life as opposed to falsehood. How many knows that falsehood is just an accepted thing anymore? People cheat on tests. People lie on their resumes. Politicians lie. Business people lie. Christians lie. Whoops. Did you know, if you watch the main fare of television and movies today, from little kids to moms to dads to leaders, they're all lying. I don't know if you ever noticed that. It's an acceptable thing to lie. White lies. all kinds of lies. It's a part of our culture. And here's the problem. Remember, Satan, he loves lies. Every lie is an open door to Satan. Every lie is a welcome mat. It's the truth he can't stand. And so falsehood in our life. First of all, there are the falsehoods we tell ourselves. How many believe that? We tell ourselves falsehoods. And those leave us open and vulnerable to the blows of Satan. Look at some scriptures here. He that walketh uprightly and worketh righteousness and speaketh the truth in his heart. Now this is the man that's going to dwell in the tabernacle of the Lord. But I want you to see, he said, here's the righteous man. He speaks the truth in his heart. You can lie to yourself. But every time I lie to myself about myself, every time I lie to myself, I have just given the enemy a foothold in my life. I need truth to stand against him. Look what he says in Psalm 51. The psalmist said, "Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom." We must speak the truth in our hearts. I must tell the truth to me about me. You see, how do we lie about ourselves? Well, first of all, we lie about ourselves, but in simple ways. Let's say spiritually, we lie to ourselves and say, "I'm doing okay spiritually," when we really know we're not. Now, I'm not talking about anyone here. You can buy the tape for someone, but that's what happens. We don't tell the truth to ourselves. I mean, I don't tell the truth about how things are really are in my heart. I don't tell the truth about that thing. I say it's not bothering me, and the whole time I know it's sapping my spiritual strength. I say, "Well, I can watch that and it won't bother me. It doesn't bother me. I can do that and it doesn't." And I'm just lying to myself because I know I've lost my spiritual fervor. I don't tell the truth about myself about how I'm feeling and thinking in spiritual areas, or what is really bothering me, or what my problem. I just lie to myself and say, "I'm okay. It's not bothering me. I'm all right." And you know, we do it different ways. We say, "Now, I'm going to do this because," and we have this really great reason, but we really know we're not doing it for that reason. We're doing it for another. Amen? "Well, I'll just make up something. I'll just grab something out of the air. All right. Well, I'm not going to youth camp this year because," and we'll come up with this reason, and we're just lying to ourselves. That's not the real reason. You say, why are you pressing there? Because if we don't speak the truth to ourselves, we give Satan a stronghold in our life, and we're defenseless against his attack. The moment I start lying to myself, I am open to the defeat of Satan. Speak the truth in his heart, in the hidden part. And then there's the falsehoods we tell about others. I believe those leave us open and vulnerable to the blows of Satan. Amen? When we begin to share things about others that aren't true, not only are we hurting them, we're hurting ourselves. And I'm not talking about our reputation. I'm talking about we have left ourselves open to the attack of Satan. Now, young people don't have any problem with this. Probably none of us do here. But, you know, it's real easy to get a little tidbit about somebody and just run with it. Can't hardly wait to tell somebody. But, you know, really, we need to be really careful in this area to make sure we got the facts. We got the whole story. We're not embellishing. To tell things about other people, we can get in trouble in a hurry. I don't know if I got a verse here. I don't. I meant to have one. But did you know the Bible says, and this, he says, "Lie not one to another." Don't lie one to another. Tell the truth. Tell the truth when you're speaking. I mean, you know what they meant, but you told somebody else. You put a spin on it and made it mean something completely different. I'm not preaching about gossip. What I'm preaching about is when I don't tell the truth about other people, again, it not only hurts them, but it opens my life up. It makes me vulnerable to Satan. So there's not only the falsehoods we tell about others, there's the falsehoods we tell to others that leaves us open and vulnerable to the blows of Satan. We tell something in a way to make ourselves look good and someone else bad. We tell it in a way to get ourselves out of trouble when we know we deserve the blame. We tell it to avoid this and that. And so again, we gird about with truth. That's God's word, but truth is also what I tell myself. Truth is also what I tell about other people. And truth is also what I tell to other people, even if it's about me. And when we tell truth, we're protected. And when I tell falsehood, I'm open, I'm vulnerable to say, Satan hates the truth. That's why Jesus said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. You know what the converse of that is, Sister Martin? If the truth shall set you free, falsehood, error, will bind you. That's why the world is bound. Amen? Well, hallelujah. Satan's weapons are half-truths. Most people do never tell a full falsehood. Most of the things folks tell are half-truths. It's the little truth in it that gets it in the door. So how many would agree that Satan's weapons are half-truths? Our armor is the whole truth. When we deal in the whole truth, we have armor against the attack of Satan. Desire the truth. Get the real story before you share it. Put no spin on it. Put no just tell, you know, as you've heard me say so many times, quoting, I believe it was Emerson, there's always two reasons. There's the one we publish for people, and then there's the real one. Deal in truth, because that's our armor. That's our armor, girt about with truth. So we talked about what is girding and what is the truth. Now let's talk about what are the loins. He said, gird about the loins with truth. Well, the loins are the lower abdomen and the hips and the lower back. The lower abdomen, you got to understand in the Bible, that was seen as the seat of the affections and feelings. Remember when it talked about God's bowels of mercy. Okay? We still carry this over. Sometimes someone will say, I just got a gut feeling about this. And we use it, we don't really think about it. We just said, I just got an intestine feeling about this. And it comes all the way from the Old Testament and their culture, the seat of the emotion, the seat of the affection was in the lower abdomen. And I'm not trying to be gross here. I'm just telling you, the intestines. And we even read that word in the Bible. We don't think that, but that's what it means. Bowels of mercy. Amen. Are there any bowels of mercy? So the loins is the lower abdomen. It's also the hips and the lower back. The hips and lower back is the center of strength. You know, some of you that's been here, you know, it doesn't matter how healthy you are or whatever, you can get down in your back and you're down. Isn't that right? You get down in your back and you're down. You're out. Because that's the center, and the world at that time realized it's the center of our strength. So a wound in the lower abdomen was fatal. Especially in that time without medicine. No other part of the body, even today, I don't believe there's any other part of the body when wounded results in the poisoning of the body as quickly. Those of you that's got a medical background, I think that's accurate. When you get a wound in the abdomen and it hits those organs, there's immediate poison in the body. And this belt of truth, this girt, it protected the lower abdomen from wounds, from the sword, the spear. The loins are the central part of the body, the center of the strength. Let me just go back quickly. Being the center of the body, what Paul is saying is we need truth at the center of who we are. It ought to be the core. You know, I'm not trying to necessarily call any person to mind, but the trouble I have with so many politicians today, as you can tell, they're just trying to speak and say what people want to hear for the moment, and they're not speaking from the core or the center of what they believe. And Paul said we need to be girt about with truth. We need truth at the center of who we are. Truth keeps Satan from poisoning our affections. Listen, remember, this belt protected from the lower abdomen. Wounds in the lower abdomen resulted in poison in the body. And what the analogy is truth will keep your emotions, your affections from being poisoned. Did you know truth will keep your feelings from getting hurt? Truth will keep you from getting bad feelings like bitterness and grudge. Truth will protect you from that. And then remember, it's also the hips and lower back, the center of strength of the body. Truth keeps Satan from taking our spiritual strength. So there we are. Paul said, be girt about with truth. So the question tonight is, do we have that on? We're going to get the whole armor. He said we need the whole armor. But do we have on that belt that protects us, protects our affections, protects our source of strength? Music, would you come? It's been quite a few years ago now, and we were on vacation. And we went to a church in the center of my home state. And I'm not being derogatory. I just want to tell you the little story here. We walked in, and even though I was from that home state, I had a little cultural shock. I'm used to folks dressing like we do to church, but there were they were just dressed like cowboys, okay? And one of the things I noticed was some of them guys had on the biggest belt buckles you ever saw. Do you know what I'm talking about, Sister Rebecca? And it's not just my home state. It's been exported out west, too. And I mean, some of those belt buckles were huge. And I got to thinking about that. If a guy tried to punch them in the belly, he'd end up with broken knuckles. I mean, they were that big and hard looking. Well, I want to tell you, Satan, when he tries to get at us, if we have on this belt of truth, he starts backing off because he can't get through the truth. Amen. Are you protected by truth? Again, not just the Word of God in your life, but the truth you tell yourself, the truth you tell others, and the truth you... Truth will protect you. Speak the truth in your heart. How many knows we could have revival, individual revival right there, every one of us, if we just speak the truth in our heart. Tell yourself the truth about you, and you're going to go somewhere with God and be protected against Satan. If you don't get anything else from what I said tonight, here it is. All the falsehood in my life is a welcome mat and an open door to Satan, but truth is a barrier. Truth is an armor. Truth resists Satan. And we get the sword, we're going to talk about using it as a weapon. But right now, truth will protect you. It'll protect you from deceit. It'll protect you from harm. It'll protect you in not just spiritual things. You get a hold of God's truth, it'll protect you from economic attacks. Right? Truth's a powerful thing. Aren't you glad we know the truth? Oh, may we never, we hear preaching like this, and sometimes I feel just a little bad because you're the faithful crowd and you get this kind of, but may we never be like the Jews when Jesus started talking about truth and bondage, and he said, whosoever committeth sins, and they said, wait a minute, we be Abraham's children. We don't have any bondage in our life. We don't need to hear that about truth. We need this truth, and we need to be reminded over and over that it's this which sets us free. And all that other stuff does is binds us, wrecks us, and ruins. I'm just glad I know the truth. I think we ought to have that in our hearts. Many times I try to tell the Lord, Lord, thank you that you allowed me to grow in a family, in a culture, in a country where I was taught the truth. And I know the truth. So what about it tonight? Are you girt about with truth? Do you have on the belt of truth to protect you? Let's stand. Father, thank you for your word. Paul, thank you those years ago that you wrote these things. We thank you, Father, for your servant. Lord, now help us, oh God, to purpose in our heart that, number one, first of all, we're going to speak the truth in our hearts about ourselves. In Jesus' name, amen. Could you come and just speak the truth to God?